This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. Supreme Court is ruling against the state of Texas and paving the way for razor wire erected at the southern border to be taken down by Border Patrol officers. It was a narrow 5-4 decision by the high court. Meanwhile, the Republican governor of Texas says calls from President Biden to fund more U.S. border security are not what they seem, at least as far as he sees it. Governor Greg Abbott says cash alone does not solve the immigration problem.
It is not to build more wall to deny illegal access. It actually is to facilitate more illegal immigration.
Biden administration officials say there needs to be more funding for things like more Border Patrol agents and more asylum court judges. Texas remains locked in a tug of war with the White House over precise control at the border. At the jammed crossing near a riverside park in Eagle Pass, state troopers started arresting illegal immigrants and turning them over to the Border Patrol. Former President Trump is lining up high-profile endorsements from Nikki Haley's home state of South Carolina ahead of its upcoming primary election. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott, who recently dropped out of the race, is now backing Trump instead of Haley.
The only thing I'm asking for is what I need access for the American people, and we're fighting for the issues.
On Monday, South Carolina's Nancy Mace announced her support for Trump, saying she listened to her constituents.
Overwhelmingly, they are with Donald Trump. We've had 4 years of weakness in the White House. They don't want 4 more years of weakness in the White House under Joe Biden. They want 4 more years of strength. They want 4 more years of peace.
Of course, before we get to South Carolina, there is the first of the nation primary to decide in New Hampshire today. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
One White House national security advisor says U.S. and U.K. military attacks against Houthi rebels in Yemen are not just about U.S. and U.K. interests. He says the Houthis' attacks in the Red Sea are attacks on, quote, the entire global economy.
The world is standing up and saying they won't tolerate that.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer on with ABC's This Week. He says diplomatic steps have been taken to condemn the Houthis' attacks. From global partners, the UN has done as much. The administration is holding out hopes that a peace agreement can still be reached in the Middle East. USA's Corey Myers.
President Biden still believes there can be a solution between Israel and Palestine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that Biden made those comments to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but they do not want the president using a certain phrase.
You know, when you use the phrase river to the sea, it speaks basically to the mantra of Hamas. And if you look at it on the map, if you go look at the four corners that they describe it, it's basically the state of Israel. They just don't believe it should exist.
Adam Harrison, one of three sons of reality TV show Pawn Star celebrity Rick Harrison, has died in Las Vegas. He was 39. A family spokesperson confirmed Adam Harrison died Friday and said his death was from a suspected drug overdose. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome to the Bill Martinez Show. Great to have you with us as we're going to talk about the latest antics that comes from the United Nations. Okay, global warming is now morphed into global boiling as the global climate hoax turns up the heat. On July 27th, the United Nations turned up the heat on the global climate hoax by declaring the era of global warming has now morphed into the era of global boiling. Do you feel that? Well, with typical hysterical rhetoric, the United Nations Secretary General, short of a mini ice age is what he called it, in the coming days, said that that's what we got to look forward to, that would likely shatter records across the board. In Geneva, scientists from the World Meteorological Organization declared that July 2023 was set to be the hottest month on record. Well, so much that has to do with climate and all this climate hysteria, when you check it out against the empirical evidence, it hasn't been fulfilled. There's just been one prophetic announcement and pronouncement after another that has not come true. You know, going back, it just seems from ever, you know, whether or not you're talking about the former Vice President Al Gore, Greta Thunberg, and on, the list continues. But meanwhile, what's happening is they're hijacking our treasury. And then you get comments from the president that says, oh, well, we are under an executive order of a climate emergency, all self-proclaimed, that nobody, including his staff, knew much about. Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us now. Jerome is he's published over 30 books on economics, history and politics, including number one New York Times bestseller. His current book, Global Warming, is his latest book, so it's great to have him on with us. Dr. Corsi, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Bill, it's good to be with you. You just froze up.
I did froze up. Well, I mean, well, because I'm not experiencing global boiling, I guess. If I need some global boiling, and then maybe I can become liquid again, huh?
Yeah, I'm back with you now. I'm back. Okay.
All right.
I just froze up there for a minute. But well, it's great to be back with you, Bill, and I thank you for featuring this. The United Nations and the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, this is an ideologically driven, it's not science-based. Climate change is not science-based. Mm. It's ideologically driven. And they have gotten the world convinced that this theme, the carbon dioxide, is the temperature knob of the Earth. And if we don't stop using hydrocarbon fuels, some catastrophes are going to happen, and they always have these disasters. Well, the latest, we've had a hot summer, mm-hmm. and so they're saying, well, suddenly this is now global boiling. It's no longer global warming. And
right, right.
It's just hysterical rhetoric designed to drive climate lockdowns, climate rules, climate exactly. regulations. And the truth is, look, the 1930s were hotter, much hotter than this summer. This summer's been a hot summer, but we have hot summers, you know. I mean, it's a big a message to the global warming crowd. Mm-hmm. That the sun heats the earth. They don't really get this point. And sun cycle 25, which we're currently in, is warmer than sun cycle 24, the previous one was. So it's a little bit hotter right now. We have the El Nino currents in the Pacific Ocean, which are rising up again. This happens periodically. Every 10 years or so, El Nino and La Nina, they shift. Well, when El Nino comes up, it gets hotter in North America and around the world. It's these are hugely powerful forces beyond the control of human beings. And we also had this Tonga volcano, which erupted in the Pacific. It was probably the largest ever recorded underground volcano eruption ever. It sent ash and, various gases up into the stratosphere.
Right.
And it will produce some global warming initially, with the quantity of water vapor and other chemicals that was thrown into the air, which will intensify greenhouse gas effects just by that volcano right for a while. It won't last for a terrible long period of time, but, it's again an impact. And the forces that cause the earth to heat, the sun, it's not a tree ornament up there. That's a major source of heat and light.
Right.
And when it burns hotter, which it does in some sun cycles or in some periods of time, it's warmer. When it's cool, when the sun's burning less, when it's in a minimum, like the Maunder minimum, which was, around the time of Napoleon, it's why his army froze coming out of Moscow. It's why see Washington crossing the Delaware with all these huge blocks of ice. Well, the Delaware doesn't freeze like that anymore. But in this period of time, for about 200 years, the sun was inactive. It was measured. And we got a little ice age.
Yes.
And one more point on this that I think critical for people to understand. The Earth does not go around the sun in a perfect circular orbit. It's more elliptical, egg-shaped. When it gets the most egg-shaped, it's going to have a ice age about every 100,000 years. Mm-hmm. It won't matter how much carbon dioxide there is here because it won't make any impact. So the Earth forces that cause climate change are massive and beyond human control. Carbon dioxide we exhale carbon dioxide. Plants absorb it. The Earth is right now greener than it's been ages because we're in an interglacial, between glacier warming period. Carbon dioxide has gotten the Earth to flourish. It's why we have 8 billion people. And quite frankly, this agenda is to depopulate and to be anti-capitalist. If hydrocarbon fuels did not emit carbon dioxide, the left would not be demonizing carbon dioxide. They really just want to get rid of people. They want to get control. And they want to essentially have us stop using hydrocarbon fuels because it will shut down the modern industrial state. We'll never be able to feed all these people. It's a depopulist agenda, an anti-capitalist, neo-Marxist agenda at heart.
Yeah, it's all part of the One World Government and the World Economic Forum. These are their principles. And Jerome, I'm glad you walked us through this and kind of gave us a remedial on science, because I thought maybe the nuns didn't teach me correctly when I was growing up that carbon dioxide was necessary. The plants love it when, when human beings are breathing out carbon dioxide. But I guess when we're supposed to, I guess there's only certain times when we're supposed to obey the science. And that's when the United Nations dictates as much, right?
Well, yes. And in fact, what the United Nations, this is an ideological agenda. Mm-hmm. It has become a craze. It's like an hysteria.
Yes.
This is and the people who get taught this in the schools, they get worried that they're not going to have a future because we're burning hydrocarbon fuels. Now, this whole agenda developed when someone like John Holdren, who was Obama's science czar, got together with Paul Ehrlich, who wrote The Population Bomb, and they decided the best way to scare people into abandoning to depopulate. Ehrlich wanted to depopulate. Too many people were going to use up the resources of the earth. And Holdren also had a Marxist agenda, which they wanted to get into this Marxist utopian, which means we have to end capitalism. So they started demonizing carbon dioxide.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
We're talking with Dr. Jerome Corsi. His latest book, The Truth About Energy, Global Warming, and Climate Change Exposing Climate Lies in the Age of Disinformation. This is volume one of the Great Awakening trilogy, Dr. Corsi. So there's more to come behind this, but, you know, our viewers need to get their hands on this book to get the whole truth and nothing but, because this is what this show has always been and why you and I have been joined at the hip from day one is that we're believers in the truth. And we believe that, especially now, you've got to really fight for it and pursue it, because this age of disinformation and propaganda that's being put out there by the government with one purpose in mind, you could say two, it's about power and control. Take away your liberties, have you rely on them, and then they're going to dictate to you how and why you should live, right?
Yeah, that's right. Let's apply a fundamental Christian principle to this. Let's judge it by the fruit of the tree.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what these people want us to do is they want us to stop, eat grasshoppers. We can't eat beef because cows produce methane gas.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to get no beef. We have to not have our cars. We've got to go to electric vehicles, which are much more expensive. They tend to catch fire and can burn down the house.
Exactly.
You know, they are.
Yeah, we see what's happening in New York, right? All those batteries are exploding. And what have we had? Over 60 injuries and something like 13 people have died because of these batteries, the same batteries that are similar to these electric cars that the government wants us all to embrace.
Right. And you've got to mine rare earth minerals, which takes hydrocarbon fuels to produce the mining.
Yeah.
And then you've got to produce the electricity to charge them, which again comes from hydrocarbon fuels. The sun doesn't shine all the time. We call the time when it's not shining night.
Yes.
It happens about half the time because right. The earth is rotating.
It just keeps doing that. It's amazing.
And at night we don't have very much sun, so we don't have any solar energy being created.
Right.
It has to be stored in a battery. The battery loses energy to store it. And then when you have to transfer it out of the battery, it loses energy to get it where you want it to go. The grid is not set up for this type of intermittent energy. Solar is the same. The wind doesn't blow all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And these big wind turbines will sit there. You know, it's why when they had ships that were sail ships, they hated the doldrums, because when the wind didn't blow, they couldn't move.
That's right.
You know, so they decided, let's go to coal first, mm-hmm. and wood and coal. Let's get these things moving.
Yes.
And the whole idea of hydrocarbon fuels are that they are efficient, they're cheap, they're available when you need them, they combust, they have a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, by the way, natural. They are not mm-hmm. fossil fuel. I point out in this book, no living organism ever made oil.
Yes.
I show you in this book the equations where in the Weimar Republic in Germany, the chemists figured out how to synthesize oil. They figured out the chemical equations. I have them in the book,
mm-hmm.
where if you combine something that has carbon, something that has hydrogen in intense heat and temperature, like the mantle of the Earth, with the presence of a catalyst like iron oxide, which is abundant in the mantle of the Earth, you get hydrocarbon chains. And that anyone who understands fundamental chemistry, of course, we don't teach it very much anymore.
Right.
But these are all fundamental hydrocarbon chains that we're talking about, methane, butane, all of these are very various combinations of atoms for hydrogen and carbon and different configurations of the molecules. But the point is, they're naturally produced in the mantle of the Earth. They upgas through these chimneys at the bottom of the ocean where there's no light.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been measured by the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute. These are the Fischer-Tropsch equations. And it's been published in scientific publications, peer-reviewed, that the inner Earth hydrocarbons are being created by the Fischer-Tropsch process. We've created Fischer-Tropsch plants which synthesize coal into aviation fuel, gasoline. Natural gas is similar. It's another natural process of mm-hmm. the Earth. And these are abundant, and they can be burned cleanly.
You know, I'm glad you said that, Jerome, because I think that's one of the fear elements that the left is using, these theorists. I mean, this is all on theory. They want to lead us to believe that we're running out of oil.
We're not. Mm-hmm. I focus in this book on Julian Simon, who is a brilliant resource economist. Julian Simon said the greatest natural resources, human intelligence, by the way, And having billions of people increases our odds of getting geniuses.
Yes.
And increases our odds of technological and other advances. But the point is, he said three things about it. He said fundamentally in the 1850s, in Great Britain, they were worried about running out of coal, the Industrial Revolution. He said, first of all, there's much more of it than you ever thought. Okay, there's still abundant coal today.
Right.
He said, secondly, your technology will improve and you'll be able to get harder to get coal economically because the technology allows you to do it cheaper.
Exactly.
And third, by the time you're finished using as much coal as you wanted to use, and there's still plenty more, you'll find a better source of fuel and you won't use as much coal. Well, that's happened. In fact, except that we have more hysteria and more, you know, Three Mile Island worries about nuclear power, we could have as much nuclear power as we wanted, and it doesn't emit any hydrocarbon fuels. It doesn't emit any carbon dioxide.
Right, exactly.
We run the U.S. Navy on nuclear power, and I don't recall that we have a lot of Three Mile Islands going on in the Navy.
No.
It can be done safely. It can be done reasonably.
It's amazing you bring that up, Jerome, because it's like, where are the theorists talking about, our Navy and the nuclear power that our Navy relies on? I mean, they don't touch it, I guess, because there's just too much empirical evidence, or maybe it's just a mountain they don't want to climb.
Yeah, they want to forget about Admiral Rickenhauer, who put this into place. And
right.
The point is, wind and solar have been around for a long time, and they're just not that powerful. Mm-hmm. They do not have the same energy measurement as combusting hydrocarbon fuels.
Right.
Why we went to hydrocarbon fuels. Hydrocarbon fuels does not have as much energy potential as nuclear. And if we were intelligent, we would be using more nuclear. We need to reduce the cost of energy. What we're doing is we're increasing the cost of energy. And if you look at these projects like Obama with Solyndra or Biden with his recovery acts and all of his, badly titled programs, they're going to spend billions and billions of dollars on technology like Solyndra.
Yes.
Doesn't work.
Yes. Yeah.
And nobody goes to jail. They go bankrupt, and the money goes, about some huge percentage of the money Obama spent on solar and wind went to those who were on his 2008 campaign finance committee.
Exactly. Yeah, I think for every $1 that they invested, if I remember correctly, I think Peter Schweitzer researched it, said for every dollar that they invested, they got something like 18,000 ROI
right.
from the government, from we the people. What a deal, right?
Well, look, if you had a battery the size of a flashlight battery that could store wind and solar and power a city, you would not need the government to produce those batteries.
Right.
The private industry would take that on in a minute. And if the technology worked, we'd use it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That Julian Simon would understand that, but it doesn't. We don't have that today.
Mm-hmm.
Solar power is intermittent. It's not nearly as powerful in terms of its energy components as our hydrocarbon fuels. It's more costly. It's difficult to store, and the first cars ever created were electric. They abandoned it because it was not nearly as practical as gasoline.
Right.
Okay, and so to think about the infrastructure of this, I mean, they're going to have to put charging stations all across the country. You know, what are you going to take your electric vehicle, which weighs a huge amount of money? The battery goes bad, which it will. It costs you thousands of dollars to replace the battery.
Right.
Okay. It's going to corrode. The old solar and the old wind turbines, we don't know how to recirculate the solar panels are very difficult to recirculate because of the way they're constructed.
Well, we'll just pile them up on top of the batteries because we don't know how to recirculate those either. So we'll just.
I got a better idea. Let's send the entire Environmental Protection Agency to Death Valley and let them have all the solar and wind they want.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. A missile attack by Iran-backed militants in western Iraq did leave several American service members wounded at an airbase there. The Iranian-supported militias accused of launching missiles at Al-Assad Air Base Saturday. U.S. Central Command says most of the missiles were intercepted, but some did get through and hit the base. Meanwhile, one top White House national security advisor is saying that diplomatic steps have been taken to combat Houthi rebels in Yemen through peaceful means.
We've imposed sanctions on the Houthis. We have gotten dozens of countries to issue statements condemning their attacks. We've gotten a statement from the UN Security Council, a resolution condemning these attacks.
White House Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer, on with ABC's This Week, says U.S. and U.K. attacks will continue against the Houthi militants. The youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has died, reportedly after a battle with prostate cancer. Dexter Scott King was 62. I'm Ryan D.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Though, Jerome, as you know, they're canceled. They're losing tenure and their professorships. They are being, maligned, because if you do not comport with the party platform and the statements on climate, you're not going to get any government money. You're invalidated and you're canceled, just like a social media platform cancels the rest of us because we want to follow, that science thing, the real science stuff, right?
Well, even we know the science is rigged. We got the climate gate, which is this Michael Mann did this hockey puck. He said the earth was perfect before industrial age. Our temperature was just like the blade, the handle of a hockey stick. It was flat. Yeah. And then the industrial age came along, and it's like the blade that shot up the earth temperature. It's nonsense.
Yeah.
It's nonsense. And
they can't come up with a real model that supports his theory, right? He was just like, he got a crayon and decided to do this
right? He rigged the data.
Yeah.
There were a whole bunch of emails that were hacked out of East Anglia computer in Great Britain, and they were these international IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, UN guys. Michael Mann was one of the scientists. And they were rigging the data. They talked about racing different things and, got to get rid of the medieval warming period. Got to get rid of the little ice age. Well, they got rid of geologic time. And you're doing data analysis. time series analysis. You know, my mutual fund was really great since 2001 to 2003.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, how did it do to today? Well, it doesn't do so well to today. You know, I just picked the period of time in which it did well.
Right.
Okay. So many of these climate, you can't say we had a hot summer this summer, so therefore we need to do something drastic to change. We need to block the sun. That's nonsense, because you've got to look back hundreds of thousands and millions and maybe billions of years
mm-hmm.
to see the real climate changes that have gone on. And you're going to find many of them are cataclysmic.
It's too hard a work for them, Jerome. I mean, it's better if I keep you under fear and give you generalities and act like, you know, I'm such an elite academic that you have to listen to me because, you know, I've graduated from one of the top 39 prestigious universities, and somehow that makes whatever I say trump anything that you say, because, you know, you didn't graduate from one of those top 39 universities. So you, there's no way that you could possibly be as good as I am.
Well, actually, I did. my PhD is from Harvard.
Yes. Okay. But you know what I mean. And the gentleman,
I know what you mean. They use the scientism, which yes. is, you know, fraudulent science, which is designed to have the patina of authority.
Yes.
So that you believe it. And then once you believe it, then they can falsify the data and make it say what they want to say. They know it's not true. I mean, everyone, as you pointed out to begin this segment, every one of the predictions from Al Gore on haven't happened.
Right.
You know, the oceans haven't risen. We aren't having these cataclysmic movies where we're being all washed away by rising water. The ice is not melted. You know, the ice does come and go. I mean, Greenland was mm-hmm. called Greenland because at one time there were farms and
right.
the ice wasn't there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I live in New Jersey. I've got a big hill behind me. You know, we live in kind of an elevated place. Mm-hmm. I look down, there's boulders. Where did those boulders come from? Well, they're not coming from here. They came from the ice age, when this was probably under several miles of ice.
Yes.
And those boulders were scooped out probably somewhere in Canada when the glaciers melted. They got dropped in my backyard. They aren't from here.
Yes.
You know, they don't have any connection with any of the other rock. They're just big boulders.
Mm-hmm.
These are huge boulders.
Yeah.
You know, so we will have ice covering New Jersey again someday.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever go to the Dallas airport, they have this huge fish fossil,
mm-hmm.
which looks like a whale.
Yeah,
it's prehistoric,
right?
Because Dallas prehistoric times was covered by a great lake. Okay, well, it's not covered by a great lake today. The earth changes.
Yes.
But these are not little changes because we burn a little bit of hydrocarbon fuel. As far as the earth is concerned, we're just the current creatures walking around the surface.
That's it. That's it. Exactly.
We're really not that important.
No, we're really.
As far as the earth is concerned, we just got here recently,
right?
And we may not stay forever.
No.
You know, so the earth doesn't care. The earth is not designing climate to suit us.
Mm-hmm.
It's designing climate on some principles that God put here, which
exactly.
are very complex, very changeable. And when the next ice age comes, I can assure you human beings are not going to be very happy.
Because cold and human beings did not do well. We're talking with Dr. Jerome Corsi, volume one of the Great Awakening trilogy, his book, The Truth, about energy, global warming, and the climate change, that now the United Nations says, you know, global warming's not good enough. Now we're going to do global boiling. You know, Jerome, you know, you talk about God, and I'm a man of faith. I'm a theologian. I consider myself to be so, and I read the Word of God. And I one of the things that I appreciated in the Old Testament is that if you got a false prophet, he didn't last very long. His life expectancy was greatly diminished, and it was easily found out. Is that if you had somebody, you know, that was prophesying, in this case, projecting that something was going to occur and it didn't happen, they were deemed to be a false prophet. And the consequence was death. Now, it's quite interesting that God would render a judgment like that within the system that was so severe, because the lie was so antithetical and so dangerous to living humanity. But today, we've gotten so casual, we've turned our back on God, we accommodate all these knuckleheads, and now we have to wander, you know, and get mired with all this bull and, and be put under fear, which is not godly. And this is really where the battle is. The battle is either you believe in God that he constructed the infrastructure. Everything is designed according to his liking, not Al Gore's liking or ideal whatsoever. It's been working very well according to his plan, and it will continue to work until, as we know, that this earth will be replaced with a new earth and a new heaven. Until then, as you rightly said, we're stewards at this appointed time and to honor that which God has created and put into motion, so that when we honor the infrastructure of Almighty God, it goes well with us. When we decide we're going to do it our own way, you get the chaos and confusion that America is mired in today. Is that fair to say?
I agree entirely with everything you said. The problem with human beings is human beings are subject to great delusions.
Mm-hmm.
You get people to believe Goebbels and, you know, Hitler's propagandist understood you can tell a lie repeatedly and people believe it. And there have been very good books written on this. We're engaged in mass hysteria right now. This is it's like everyone is hypnotized into this bizarre idea. And it's happened throughout human history. We decide, all women are kind of crazy, we decide, so let's burn them at the stake.
Yeah.
Witches. Well, that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
That's not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Men and women may be different, but we're not.
Yeah, not to the point that they deserve to be burned at the stake.
And besides, how are you going to procreate if you don't have women? This is a bad idea.
Now you'll find out what the Chinese are finding out. They got rid of all the women, and now you got all these men running around. They have no women to procreate with, and they're getting frustrated.
Well, this is the problem, and God had sorted it out. Mm. We try to intervene and think we can perfect it, which is what this is about.
Mm.
This is a godless agenda.
Exactly.
And it puts the human mind on the throne of God, and the people running it know it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
But the World Economic Forum, they don't stop running around in their private jets. They don't stop using carbon dioxide to their abundance. Obama, living on the seashore in Martha's Vineyard, isn't worried about the ocean rising.
Interesting.
Al Gore on his vacations on the beach isn't worried about that ocean rising.
Right.
And owning beachfront properties, all these people making themselves rich.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a group that has always decided that they are the entitled oligarchs. They're going to run things. We're the kings. We're the nobles.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court. Thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Risen, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract.
But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare?
It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement.
No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Well, that's what Trump did. You know, and even when with North Korea, remember the question he asked Barack Obama about North Korea? Have you talked to Kim Jong-un? Well, no. Well, why wouldn't you, right?
The Democrats decided when the Berlin Wall came down that they hated Russia because Russia renounced communism.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democratic Party has been in love with Russia since the 1930s, since the Russian Revolution in 1917. And this has been part of the problem. The socialists, the neo-Marxists have taken over.
Exactly.
These people are totalitarians. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be discussed. They don't want discussion. They don't want debate.
You see, and the American people don't realize when you say take over, they're in the hallways of Congress. You know, Trevor Loudon has documented very well just in the House of Representatives alone. You've got over 100, Jerome, 100 card-carrying Democrat socialists, to your point.
Well, and China is saying, how much does a senator cost? And it doesn't cost that much compared to China. Compare the cost of buying the Congress versus making weapons to go to war. I mean, the Chinese, this is cheap.
Yes.
We sell out cheap.
Yeah.
You know, Mitch McConnell wouldn't be worth $300 million with his wife in China if he didn't do what the Chinese wanted, because that family would disappear.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you something, Jerome, because this is I said this to another guest. You know, because of all the controversy and how the Biden family and the Biden brand, the business that they've been doing and how he's been captured. And they're talking chump change, you know, $5 million for him, you know, for the big guy, $5 million for Hunter Biden. And I'm going, wait a minute, Joe Biden's been around this, this parade for what, 50 plus years. And he's going to sell his soul for, you know, $10 million, $20 million. I think this is the tip of the iceberg. I think we're going to end up realizing that we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars. This guy's not going to do this for $5 million. That's chump change, in my humble opinion. What do you?
of course, you're right. I mean, the deals that once we get this corrupt, there's almost no cure for it. Mm-hmm. The only cure is going to be what these people do. And that is when you, when the middle class, which is now this inflation that we're just printing money, the modern monetary theory, just print money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, look at what $100 buys at a grocery store.
Right.
Yeah. We've got a debt bubble right now that's going to burst. Yeah, the middle class begins to realize what their paycheck and they're going to pretty soon start having to repay the student loans, which is coming due again. That's going to start again.
Right.
So you say, wait a minute, how am I going to feed my family? You know, how are we going to feed the family and pay the mortgage or the rent? How am I going to buy a house when interest rates on a 30-year fixed mortgage are 7%? My mortgage is three times what it would have been under a mortgage that was 3% or 2%.
Exactly.
You know, and what are you going to do as a bank when you're holding all these bonds that were sold when Obama had zero interest rates because the Federal Reserve wanted to make them look good?
Right.
And those bonds are underwater now with interest rates at 5 or 5.5%.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do when commercial real estate has to be refinanced and commercial real estate is vacant because people aren't going back to work in the cities? The cities are deteriorating into unsafe, like San Francisco. The businesses are closed.
What a disaster. Yeah.
You know, the democratic hellholes are what the cities are becoming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be economic ruin. Now, at the same time, I think the only thing that brings this down is what people are saying. Are they going to really care about carbon dioxide when they got to go home and tell the family they don't have enough to eat? You know, where they have to say, we're going to have to move out of this house? You know, I mean,
Jerome, the majority of the people know that carbon dioxide, this is a scam. They understand it. I mean, when it pulls, it's down low in their level of concern because it's meaningless to them. But it is the government that's imposing this upon them. And the reality is all this is all baked into this idea of Bidenomics. And he's out there and he goes, it's working.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not working. I'm sorry, Joe.
It's a joke, except that it is happening.
Yes.
And this is a bad comedy. It's fundamentally deeply dangerous. And these people, if left alone, will cause a nuclear war. They will give enough weapons into Ukraine that, you know, finally, I think some of the Congress are waking up and saying, this great offensive, counteroffensive failed. Of course it failed.
Right.
Russia's in hard defense positions.
Mm-hmm.
Russia has superior technology. We're sending over technology that the Ukrainians are not trained to use. The Ukrainians have been decimated. The guys they've got fighting over there are not trained. They're not capable of combating against sophisticated weaponry and sophisticated defense positions and what Russia can put in the field. Russia's going to win this war.
And the truth is, how many Americans do we have there that we don't know about?
Right. Well, that's another question. How deeply involved is the CIA?
Yeah.
And when you fundamentally come down to the idea of climate, and the average person knows this. We've got four seasons because the Earth has a tilt to it, and we rotate at an angle to our orbit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not a hard problem. We had global warming because it's summer. The northern hemisphere tilted towards the Earth, towards the sun.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be getting global cooling. It's going to be called the fall. Then it's going to be global cold because it's winter. Okay? Now, some winters are not as cold as others. It's not because of carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we've had intermittent changes in weather because of El Nino, because mm-hmm. of how the sun is functioning,
right.
because of how many volcanoes there are. I mean, these are changeable factors. And people really understand how complex it is when, you know, cosmic rays, which are from nebulae, the distant stars exploding, enter the Earth and help in cloud formation because the cosmic rays stimulate ions and it forms aerosols and clouds form. Well, when the sun's burning really brightly, we have fewer cosmic rays coming into the Earth. We
mm-hmm.
have fewer clouds. And that's another reason why Sun Cycle 25 produces a warmer summer.
Right.
Now, if Sun Cycle 25 produces a warmer winter, I quite frankly am not going to be upset.
You know,
Well, especially right now with the cost of fuel, Jerome, I'm telling you, last winter I was praying for the people, especially in the Northeast, that were enduring some serious winter conditions. And the cost of fuel, thank you very much, because of one man and one man only, the President of the United States that you, the people, elected, you know, and this is the mess that he has gotten us in, and he's the leader of the Democratic Party, and these people that want to operate in the theoretical realm and give us something that doesn't pass the so what test.
Well, the idea that we're all going to go to electric vehicles and be happy with them is nonsense.
Yes.
They know it. An electric vehicle might be okay. Look, a golf cart is an electric vehicle. Mm-hmm. I don't mind riding around in a golf cart on a golf course.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. I don't need a hybrid car. Okay.
Right.
If I'm just commuting around a town and I'm not planning to go anywhere, sure, you can have an electric vehicle. You can plug it in at night, hope it doesn't burn the house down, but you can do it.
Right.
But if you want to say, you know, I'm a truck driver and I got to haul 350 miles or 500 miles in a day, I'm not going to be wanting to stop and charge this thing for 45 minutes every 3 hours. I mean, it's ridiculous. And what if I can't find a charging station?
Exactly.
When these things die, they're like bricks. You can't roll them. The technology doesn't work.
Yeah.
Not on this scale.
And what's our capacity? That's the thing I keep asking. I mean, they're talking about maybe we might be able to get, you know, up to 10% of replacing, you know, the car. But meanwhile, Joe Biden talks like, you know, by the flick of a finger, by 2030, everybody's going to be going electric. And there's no indication that we have the capacity to be able to supply the number of cars, especially at the price that we're looking at, at $60,000, you know, on average for an electric vehicle. You know, this is insane.
And the ability of the grid, the technology to handle this, they think, we're going to transition to wind and solar. Well, we'll just accelerate the transition. Well, they try this in Great Britain, and people are getting, you know, $10,000 bills for, you know, their electricity.
Right.
And finally, you know, Germany, I think, is probably the worst case altogether. Germany actually shut down its nuclear power plants. And Germany is now going to have to be entirely – they're not getting natural gas from Russia. Okay, so Germany is going into the green. Well, people are cutting down forests because they know in the winter they're going to be cold.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. And then with the technology, they're going to come and say, well, we're going to regulate your thermostat. We're going to turn your – whether you like it or not, you're in the winter, the warmest you're going to be able to get your house is about, you know, 55.
Could you imagine your government coming in and controlling your thermostat?
They have the technology to do it.
Yeah.
Or we don't like something you wrote or said. Or we don't think that you are productive enough. We think you're really too old and you're kind of a cost to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these are the issues. When you allow human beings with no morals, you get San Francisco. You get mobs coming and breaking in stores. You get random violence on the street. You get the criminals being released. I mean, the idea that the criminals are the victims, that we need to have judges that don't care if an election's falsified, judges that are happy to produce the President of the United States with how many indictments? 32 indictments. Why not 60 indictments?
Exactly.
Because
I've been close to 100 now in total. I mean, it's absurd. Yes. Yeah. Amen. Dr. Jerome Corsi, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing with our audience. For more information and to be a part of this mighty Martinez movement to return to God and to save our country, go to BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized
neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you